Good afternoon, everybody. We're on time, so we're going to start. Thank you for taking the time this afternoon to come to my session. I know you guys already had a lot of sessions, a lot of information, and it's warm. So I'm hoping I can keep you entertained as it's more or less after the break dip. The session is about what's new in System Center Operations Manager 2016, but it's also much about Microsoft OMS and what's new in OMS or how it works together with Operations Manager. To start with, who already uses Operations Manager today? Okay, good. Maybe like half, maybe two-thirds of the group is using Operations Manager. You already had a look at OMS? Well, more or less the same people, so good. So I'm assuming a couple of things, that you know quite a bit about Operations Manager already, because I'll be talking about the what's new concepts instead of everything that's possible with Operations Manager, and by focusing on how OMS will complement Operations Manager. So that's going to be the agenda for today. Now, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Maarten Goet. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm a Microsoft MVP already for 9 years. And since here, I'm also a Microsoft Regional Director for the Netherlands, which is a community title, and I work at Innovative and have a role there within the company. Now, before we literally dive in what is new with Operations Manager 2016, let's take one step back at what we're trying to achieve and how these new features help achieve that type of monitoring. I guess to me, the holy grail with monitoring is getting up to what I would call business service monitoring, where we see how the business service is performing for our end users, and where we have a short response time to finding the root cause if there is any impact. Now, typically, you see companies and IT professionals starting at the bottom layer, where we take components like servers or disks or individual components and look at the individual components and see how's the health of that component. For instance, we have server 2 and we can assess it's running at 80% CPU time, and maybe to us that's good or that's bad. But it's at the component level, and if that is something you're concerned about, you really don't know yet if it's impacting your business service, because it's without any context, without any relationships or dependencies. So what you're trying to do probably after this is get into application monitoring and say, well, on top of these servers, we're actually running applications, maybe web applications or database applications, and you already start to see relationships, you see maybe dependencies where you say this web app uses this database on this server. And now when something is not performing, maybe it's logging on longer than 5 seconds, we start to understand a bit about what the impact is, but we're still not really sure if our customers or end users are impacted. So the third level you need to get to is business service monitoring, where you say, my business service, for instance, is internet banking. It consists of these individual applications that run on these servers, and they're connected in this way. And what you want to do on that third level is really look at a functional check and say, well, can my end user log on? Can he do, do a transaction? Or can I perform a certain query or what have you? And then when you reach that level, you finally have the ability to look downwards, where you say, well, if something is not functional on the highest level, for some reason the users can't log on to the internet banking, I can drill deeper and say, hey, it's this application or this server, what I need to solve to really get the business service up and running again. The other way around is also true, where I can say, well, this 80% CPU time is actually impacting our business server, it's this service, and it's I need to take action, so I can see if it's a priority or a non-priority to us. So this, to me, is what we're trying to achieve with monitoring, business service-oriented monitoring. And what you typically do is you create dashboards on all kinds of levels where you say, well, on level BSM, I'm seeing this. On an app level, I'm seeing this. But you need all these dashboards together to really be able to drill down or drill up, if you will, and understand the context of what's occurring. And that is where System Center Operations Manager, maybe together with OMS, steps in, where we can have a 360 degrees view of our environment, of the components, of the application, but also of the business service. We can do that for the infrastructure side, for the apps, and the end user experience, again, more the functional level where we can assess, can we log on, can we do something functional with this service? Now, Operations Manager does that in a way where it's a consistent UI. We have a web UI, we have a full UI, but also through the connection, and we'll talk about that later, with OMS, we can share that data and understand whether our business services are impacted and what to do about it from various aspects like availability, configuration, security, maybe even capacity. And of course, there's going to be different personas that are using different data of that business service monitoring. Maybe the CIO only cares about the highest level, while as an IT pro, we really want to see all the way to the nitty-gritty detail and the technical level. So this is what we're trying to achieve, to me, with our monitoring situation. Now, like I said, I'm assuming that you've already worked a bit with Operations Manager, that you understand up to 2012 what we already can do or cannot do. And here are just a couple of highlights where Operations Manager can do synthetic transactions, so maybe logging onto a website, simulating that user, use a web recorder to really make sure that we have something that can log on. We have the DevOps integration where, for instance, we can integrate with TFS. So with our developers, we can actually assess whether or not we're having an alert, and we can push it down into TFS, log a bug, and they can work on it to fix code or provide a solution. There's the .NET level monitoring, which is unique to any other product, where we really have an interceptor that runs in the .NET framework, understands what's going wrong, but also assesses what that means. Is it a password problem? Is it a connectivity problem? Or is it anything else? Instead of just maybe an error code, 8 digits, which we need to look up. APM helps you really understand your code execution. Now, we talked about the dashboard framework. We're going to show that in a couple of demos. So we'll talk about that a bit more. And of course, the real strength of Operations Manager is the management packs. We have a lot of management packs. Microsoft provides a couple of them. There's a rich ecosystem where people can buy third-party management packs, and you can author your own, which might have a steep learning curve, but you can really author your own management packs for your applications and provide this 360-degree monitoring. And something that's less known, perhaps, is that we can do cloud monitoring. There are Azure Management Packs, Office 365 Managed Pack, where we can really, from Operations Manager, connect into these cloud services and understand health there. The same is true when we connect OMS. We can start to understand the cloud availability, if you will. So I'm not going to dive too much into this. I'm really going to take you on board on what's new. Because currently, we're at technical preview 5. So we're probably not far away from a general availability. I'm not sure if this is going to be the last milestone, but this is certainly what's already coming, and there might be a couple of things that might change or be added when we go general available. Now, one of the things that's improved in TP5 in Operations Manager 2016 is what we call MP updates and recommendations. What we really have in the console now is a function where we can assess our management pack. One of the things we get with 2016 is that we get proactive information of workloads that are running on your servers where you don't have a management pack installed for yet, which you probably want to do so that we can actually monitor those workloads and get this broader view again. So, and we'll show this in a demo. This is one of the things you get with 2016. We'll also show you whether or not you're running the latest version. So there might be an MP update. You might not have time yet to go to the website and understand if there is a new version. Through the MP catalog, which you might already be using, we give you information on the current version and maybe if there's a new version available. Now, this is only for the management packs that are listed in the MP catalog. And management packs that are currently listed are those that Microsoft provides. So there's no support yet for third parties, but we could certainly see that coming in the future. Of course, it will require internet connection because it will talk to the MP catalog website and get you some information. And that is actually done from the operations console. So you as the administrator running the console from that point, you're actually accessing the internet. It's not a server-based thing. It's something you do from the client UI, if you will. So your workstation needs to have some access to the internet, maybe through a proxy or other means. Now, you can configure the frequency through a PowerShell script, and if you want to know more about how it works behind the scenes, you can certainly go to this TechNet article and get some more understanding. And again, I'll show this in a quick demo in a couple of minutes. The other thing is where we can look at alerts. Because you might have had an outage, you might have found that you have a lot of alerts that you need to tune, or maybe you just installed a management pack, you get 30 alerts, and you want to understand where are these alerts coming from, how frequently do they occur, and which one should I tune. So what you now have is a function where we can help you reduce alerts. It's done from the operations console. So we go into administration, into the alert data management. We identify which management pack is sending in the alerts, how many alerts it's sending at what frequency, and we can also scope it back to time. So maybe during an outage, I'd like to understand what management packs were reporting back to me during that outage, and was it too much or maybe too less, and start tuning it. We get the sources, and we really get a more understanding of the alerting that's happening. Again, I'll show that in a demo, so it probably will make more sense to you when you see the UI. But alert data management is one of the new functions in Operations Manager 2016. Now, the other thing is, with Operations Manager 2012, we got the ability to do network monitoring, right? What Microsoft did is they licensed quite a bit of intelligence from EMC Smarts on how to do network monitoring. And through Ops Manager 2012, we got the ability to add network devices. Depending if it knew the device, it would have rich monitoring. If it would just be a device we didn't know, it would be classified as generic. And we just got some basic monitoring on availability and maybe two or three or four of those performance counters. It did improve a bit with R2. We got a richer list, more devices we understood. But certainly also in the network environment, things are changing. You get new equipment, maybe equipment that's not a major vendor, and you still want to monitor this. What you get with 2016 is the ability to do extend network monitoring. So you can take, you can talk to the device, more or less get information about the device, generate an XML, then tune it a bit on the things you'd like to monitor, maybe some thresholds you'd like to set, and then generate a management pack out of that XML file, load it into Ops Manager, and you finally have your network device as a rich monitoring device in there. Now, this, again, will require a bit of learning. Like with management pack authoring, it will be something you need to dive into. It's something we got through TP5, so it's early. I unfortunately don't have a demo today with me, but I'll blog about it in the near future. And we can do availability, but again, we can also do performance counters on metrics. We can extend our current monitoring and add additional devices, like we said, because the tool will generate a management pack. So that's a good thing, because we heard a lot of customers that wanted to extend the network monitoring bit. Now, the other thing we need, of course, I would say, is the ability to monitor Nano Server, which is, of course, one of the new SKUs, not one of the new server types that Windows Server delivers. And so with 2016, you get a Nano Server compatible agent. So we can add that device. We can have the same monitoring functions as we do for a general Windows Server, so monitor the OS, get some management packs applied, but also there's going to be support specifically for Nano workloads like IIS, like DNS, that we get out of the box. And one of the key things is that we support ACS. Now, I'm curious, who knows about ACS in Operations Manager? Oh, that's good. It's like six hands. Normally when I do sessions, it's one or two hands. For those who don't know, it's the function where we do security monitoring. It's called audit collection services. Currently, there's a big debate because OMS also provides security monitoring, so which is the one I'm going to use going forward. But certainly, up until this point, ACS was something you would deploy, and your agents would send in security data into a centralized database, and you'd have a way to alert on it, and you'd have a way to report on it. So you could understand who's logging into a server through RDP, who's adding him or herself to domain admins, and so forth. It's a function in Operations Manager. It's something you need to find. It's on the installation directory. It's a separate part of the Ops Manager installation that you need to do, but ACS is there, and Nana Server is supported as an ACS endpoint, so we can collect security events from Nana Server into Operations Manager. Now, if you want to understand more on what we can or cannot do with Nana Server, there's a TechNet link that you can find afterwards in my deck where you can go to and dive a little bit deeper. Now, there is a specialized way in TP5. You need to run a PowerShell script and some manual actions to get this done. And we're waiting to see in the general availability whether or not that can be done through the UI as well. But the support is there. Now, one of the things, of course, we saw in the past 1.5 years under new Satya's direction, Satya Nadella, is that we have lots of support for open source, for cross-platform in all the Microsoft products. And certainly Operations Manager was one of the first in the last years to support that. We have cross-monitoring capability since Operations Manager 2007 R2, but it's getting richer by the addition. And certainly in 2016, we get more monitoring. One of the things we get is we'll be able to monitor the LAMP stack, so Apache, MySQL, what have you. We're not only getting that support, but we can run scripts that are native to the platform, so Python and Perl, on those boxes and get data back or statuses back that we can use in monitors and that we can use in rules. One highly requested feature is storing the credentials to connect to a box, certainly for discovery, in run-as accounts, because run-as accounts are encrypted into the database. Nobody could see the password, while in the past you'd need to have the password, manually type it into Discovery Wizard to add new boxes or change something. So that's a good thing that we can finally store those credentials in run-as accounts. And the other thing we saw with 2016 is that we're going to have twice the scale we had as opposed to 2012 R2. Now, I don't have the specific numbers, but if you take that's listed on TechNet for 2012 R2, we're going to be twice as high. And the reason is actually the last bullet was switching from WSMAN to a function called async, which allows for greater scalability, and so we can add more Unix and Linux boxes to a single management server and overall to our infrastructure, our management group. Now, if you do deploy the LAMP monitoring, install the management pack, you have a Linux or Unix box, and it finds an Apache web server, it will install the Apache module that you extra need for you. It will require a restart of the Apache web server before it kicks in, so you could do that off hours or maybe during scheduled maintenance. But after that, it starts monitoring the Apache server. You get virtual hosts, and certainly also the certificates is one that we're excited about. It gives you things like the 21-day warning in advance, 7-day warning in advance when certificates are expiring, and you get some information that you can act on. Optionally, you can author your own. So again, if you're very proficient in MP authoring, want to create a monitor or a rule, you could finally do so and target an Apache or a MySQL database server. And there's also the task that's in the operations console. If you find an Apache server, if you want to restart the Apache app or daemon, you could do so from the console. And post RTM, so maybe later this year, or even at least when Ops Manager 2016 was released, and then maybe a couple of weeks after, you'll get support for a couple of other databases like MongoDB, Cassandra, Redis, and so forth. So there's a cool blog article on the 4SysOps blog that you could look into, which has screenshots on how to install it, how to configure it, and certainly recommend looking at that blog if you want to try some of those cross-platform monitoring functions. The other thing, I would say finally, are maintenance mode schedules. And of course, everybody here knows what maintenance mode is, and we're probably not using it enough, because if you do it well, you could have good metrics for your reporting. But one of the things that was really lacking in 2012 was, and 2007 and 2005 and so forth, is the ability to schedule. Of course, there were third-party tools out there. People had PowerShell scripts and their own. But now in the UI and as a task engine in the product, we can finally schedule it through a wizard. for a future time, we could target a single instance, a group of instances plus its children. We could have a certain specific date, a certain time, a duration, or a specific end date. There's lots of options, and you can schedule multiple jobs, and the management group will take care of making sure that those are set to maintenance mode when the time kicks in. I would say this is just a necessity we needed to have, and it's finally in the product, which is a good thing, I guess. There's also a new section in the administration pane, which is called Certified Partner Solutions, and some of them have already been added. Currently, the free solutions are listed there, like the Ping Management Pack. But what we will see is a curated list in the future of partner solutions you could check out to see, is this something I need for my infrastructure to do VMware monitoring, Oracle monitoring, all sorts of management packs that you could buy today from third-party vendors. Now, you could find the link from this console space. You could download it there or purchase or get more information. It's just to point you into the right direction of what's available in the ecosystem that Microsoft has with their managed System Center partners. So with that, let's do a quick demo. What I have is a Ops Manager VM running in my lab back at home. And let's start it. As you can see, well, no, you can't. Let's go to Help About. I'm running TP5, which is maybe 2 weeks old or something. It's fairly recent. So install that version. Again, it's probably going to be one of the last milestones before we GA. Now, it still looks the same, right? Scrum 2016 is no way different in look and feel or handling like you have in 2012 today. You have your active alerts. You have your Windows computers. Of course, we have our workspaces that we can use, and currently we're in the monitoring space. So all is good. Now, if we go to administration, that's where we'll find, on the first side, a couple of new things, right? Especially here on the management pack sections, there's a couple of new things like the tune and the updates and recommendations I just talked about. The installed management packs is like you already experienced today. But if I go to tune management packs, it actually says, well, here are three management packs that are giving you a couple of alerts, and you might want to have a look at this. On the other hand, I can also go to the task pane and click on identify management packs to tune and say, well, in the past 3 months, so maybe February 12th through May 12th, I'd like to see management packs that are generating more than 30 alerts minimum. And if I do, I actually get presented with those management packs and those. And then when I click, for instance, SQL, I can actually say tune alerts. And even though these alerts might not be active anymore, it says this particular alert has already come by 109 times during those 3 months, which is something you might want to have a look at, start to override it or do something else with the alert. Now, this is not smoke and mirrors or magic that will help you just tune everything away. You need to take your own action still to provide with overrides or do investigation, but it will point you into the right section. And especially for specific admins, like a SQL admin, you could just give them this function, say, these are the five I found. Would you have a look at this? Why this is occurring? Is it something in our infrastructure? Do we need to provide you with overrides? So it's helping you into the right direction to do some of that tuning. Now, if you go to updates and recommendation, and if you had a quick look, you saw it already connecting back on the internet to the MP catalog. It says a couple of things. For instance, the file services is not installed. So the agent detected, hey, you're running a file server in your infrastructure, but apparently you haven't applied this management pack, so might want to consider applying it. And the other thing, and I deliberately didn't update it yet, is where it says, well, these are management packs you have today. There is an update available. And then from the task pane, I can actually get some more information on, view me the guide, get me into the download page, or just get all of these MPs, apply them like you would do normally in downloading and importing those management packs. So this is, again, pointing you into the right direction to make life easier and get you with updates or MPs that haven't been installed yet. Now, if we descend a bit more, here we go. This is where you find the partner solutions. So, like I said, currently there's four in there that provide you with three solutions, but after GA, more of them will pop up. And then if you want to have more information on, let's say, the ping management pack, you actually get sent to the website and, for instance, could do the free download and get that management pack applied. So it will, again, point you into the right direction. Now, just to give you a bit of insight, in my infrastructure, I did already import those management packs, and I'll be using that data for the demo further on. So just to give you a bit of idea, I've imported, for instance, a VMware management pack that gives you information on certain VMs. There's 5-6 VMs here on memory, on CPU. You could have a look at ESX hosts, or I could have a look at dashboards that Operations Manager provides out of the box. Same goes for instance for Oracle. I can just have a management pack, and through diagram views and other dashboards, I get a look into an environment, say, hey, this is an Oracle instance, and do a drill down all the way to database files on disk, in this case running on a Linux server. Now, this is just to give you a bit of insight that that there is a third-party ecosystem, and we'll be using this data, like I said, in the demo. Now, the thing I also wanted to show is that if you're looking in the installation directory of Operations Manager 2016, you'll not find the LAMP, so the Apache and MySQL download, because it's a separate download. And here's a link that was published with TP2, which still need to be refreshed when we go GA. But this is where you grab those management packs, and you see, for instance, supported versions that we have, requirements, what it does, the MP guides, and this is something you need to return to when you want to install Apache or MySQL monitoring with 2016. So it's a separate download just to make you aware instead of looking on disk or in the MP catalog. Now, dashboarding is done also through, for instance, partner solutions. This might be one that you already recognize, a vendor called SquaredUp, that will take whatever you have in Operations Manager, like, for instance, the VMware data, and give you alternative dashboarding technologies based on HTML5, web, and more intuitive, perhaps even than the console itself, that you then can provide to your end users. So there's a lot of things in the Operations Console, but certainly also third parties that you can use. One of them being Visio. If currently you're already documenting your application in Visio, or maybe your network infrastructure, or maybe your business service, like we said, the top level, you could also take Visio, and with ProView, you could just, let me grab the password real quick. We can just connect into Operations Manager. Here we go, connect. And it'll take a second. And then based on this graphic, I can just say, well, I want to attach a Windows computer status. Say here, take all available computers, next, add, close. And we actually get, like you see here, a representation of the health. Now, this is still Visio, but you could save it to Ops Manager. And when I get back, where is it? Here we go. You can actually view it in the console. As an HTML5 extension to the console and have it rendered for the users for various applications or various roles in your company. Again, just to give you a bit of insights into the whole ecosystem available. Now, what I'll be doing, I'll be switching over and I'll be coming back to this demo in a second, but I want to take it a step further. This is Ops Manager 2016, but I saw a couple of hands already on Operations Management Suite, and I'd like to talk on how it complements your modern world. Because we saw with management, it's evolving. Maybe 15 years ago, you started with managing your PC desktops. Then you came into managing physical servers because you got much more. You get added servers along the way. And then we got server virtualization. We needed even more management. We started managing our infrastructure with, for instance, VMM. And then we got into this world today where it's hybrid, where we have our own private clouds, we have the public clouds, and we are blending in, and we need to still organize, monitor, and maintain both worlds. So what you have is you want to take your System Center investment, but take it forward and really start embracing that cloud world. Well, that's where Operations Management Suite come in. Of course, OMS can be used separately, maybe for small business or a specific scenario, but you can tie it back into Operations Manager and can use it both and really extend on Operations Manager, get some modern management, but also really time to value because it's solution-oriented. They're very much done solutions, prefabricated solutions you can use from OMS. So System Center is the foundation. You're using it today to monitor your Linux, VMware, storage network, but you might be using Azure, Office 365, AWS, a couple of other things that you also need to manage, from one perspective. So you add Operations Management Suite and specifically log analytics because OMS is four things: Azure Backup, Azure Site Recovery, Azure Automation. That's from a licensing perspective, but technically today I'm talking about the log analytics part where we're attaching that to the Operations Manager environment. So OMS can talk to Azure, can talk to Amazon Web Services, can talk to Linux Windows Server VMs, and again, through Operations Manager, connect into your current environment, but also have direct agents to talk to those machines that might not be managed to Operations Manager today. So let's have a look. What I'll do is I'll go back to the console, to the administrations page, and there is a section in Operations Management Suite. It used to be a separate download, now in 2016 it's integrated. And what you do is, for the first time normally, you get a wizard, you connect your OMS workspace, you decide whether or not to go through a proxy, enter a couple of credentials, of course, and then you're connected. And in our case, our Ops Manager server is sending data to OMS. So this is seen from the SCOM console. Now, when I open up the browser, I can go to oms.microsoft.com. And what you get is a landing page, an overview page of what OMS is, all four components. But really, we care about log analytics for this session. So we'll hit login. It will prompt us for credentials. I'll log in with my live ID. And what we should get is an overview page, a start page for OMS in a couple of seconds. Hit my live ID again. And now it's loading. It has a bit of a similar look and feel to what you get in the modern Azure portal. And on first glance, you'll get a couple of tiles which represent the solutions that are currently active in my environment. That is very straightforward. No server infrastructure needed. It's a web service, so you just register, log on, and you're ready to go. Now, again, these are a couple of tiles. What you see here is, if I go to Settings, and I go to Connected Data Sources, we see two things. One, there's a management group connected called Managed Azure. That's actually the TP5 installation I have running. And I also have five computers attached directly. So they are sending in data and surpassing Operations Manager 2016. So I have both coming in, which is fine. Now again, going back, what you see is we have a tile called Solution Gallery. And if I click on the Solution Gallery, you see a couple of solutions. Feels a bit like having management packs and adding functionality. Same goes for OMS solutions, and there are a lot. Things like AD replication status, on Service Fabric, on Site Recovery, whatever. But what you see is that some of these are very much specifically geared towards cloud. Assessing, for instance, Site Recovery, assessing containers running on AWS or running on Azure. And those can be monitored or maintained from OMS. And if you click on a solution like AD Replication Status, for instance, you get some more details. There we go. You get a screenshot. You get information on what you're going to get if you add the solution. And much like a management pack, when I add it, it will kick in, do a discovery, and start sending you data that you can work with. Now, I have those compiled. So like the AD assessment is here. I can click on AD assessment and see status of my AD environment, my Active Directory on-premises environment. And it would show us probably two informationals. There we go. For instance, it says, well, I'd like you to configure the root PDC emulator. Now, for those who don't know what that is, you actually can click on that status, and it would bring you into a detail page where it says, well, this is what you need to do. It's high impact, it's low effort, and it's actually for this domain controller that we're seeing that doesn't have it configured, and there's a link to a TechNet article you can click on. So it's really straightforward, providing you with information, guidance, and also making sure that you have a healthy best practice environment. Same goes for SQL assessment. It found two SQL servers in my environment. A couple of more things happening there. For instance, it says, well, you haven't done a full backup of the databases in a while. And again, it's pointing out which databases, and if I scroll, I get information on how should I do that. So what are the steps to take to come to a full backup of the database? One of the neat features also is a security and audit solution. Now, if I click on this, this is currently in preview. You actually see that it's getting information from my environment on attempts to log on, maybe certain attempts throughout the world, but also one that comes to mind, or comes to my attention, where it says, hey, there's a log on with a clear text password, which is probably not a best practice, is it? And so we can click on that, and we get actually into the details, into the specific log entry it assembled. And we should see on which server, how many times it occurred. Here we go. So actually my domain admin, it's happened two times. And again, I can drill further. And I did this to simulate and show you guys that it's actually tracking all of the data based on our environment. And so security and auditing also gives you immediate value. And there's lots of solution coming. There's already a lot today that you can just use. And there's a free edition depending on the number of data you're sending in. And if you're sending more than the threshold, you'd want to get into a paid edition. Now, if I click log search, I can also just browse through all these log entries. Just make my own decisions, get my own information out of this web. And there are a couple of saved searches. These are the things that these solutions are using, like what are the software changes, what are my recommendations for SQL and AD, the security issues we just talked about. So these are the things we can do. We can also just type, say, well, I'd like to get information back on performance. Why not? And then say, search. I'm going to get every performance counter of every server for the whole month that I was collecting. So that's probably a lot, like 70,000 results. So we need to scope it a bit down. So what we do on the left pane, we get selections. And we're going to take the Ops Manager server like we just had. Click on there. Here we go. Now it's already narrowing it down. It's taking a couple of seconds to go through all the data. And we might want to say, well, we're interested in processor time. So see a bit of performance on the component. That didn't go like I wanted it to. Do it another time. Processor time. Here we go. And it will actually narrow it down even further and say, well, I found 48 results in the past day or so. And when we click metrics, we can get a better representation and get a graph. And we click on the graph, we can actually maximize it and get a bit of insight into that server and its process of performance. Now we can do the same for another one called VMCPU, that's actually data that my VMware management pack is sending in. Because I have this connection running between Ops Manager and OMS, we get all this information, and the six, I guess, VMs that I'm running are actually sending in data. And if I click on those performance graphs, I can see there's a Linux VM running on VMware that's actually sending data into OMS, and I can get a graphical representation. So that's pretty cool. The other thing I can do is if I say, well, I'm concerned about this, it's something I want to run every day or that I want to use later, I can just save it, have a saved search like we just had, so we can just call upon that. The other thing to consider is alerting. So if I click on alerts and say, well, I have the CPU time of the specific VM or a set of VMs, I can say, well, alert on VM CPU time. It needs to be critical. This is the query we're using. Maybe look at it every 15 minutes. And then if it's above 80%, I'd like you to send in an alert and check the frequency, do suppress alerts, et cetera, et cetera. And the other neat thing is to use webhooks. So if you want to send it into Slack or anything that has a webhook, we can send that information back to another system. I know, for instance, a German company called Derduck that has wonderful notification software. We can just take a webhook and send it into their text infrastructure or link or whatever you want to work with. So we have quite a bit of alerting capabilities now in OMS. Now, the other thing, if we go back to settings, is that we go to accounts. Here we go. And I'll scroll a bit to the bottom. We can connect a Power BI account. Now, who's already been using Power BI? Good. Oh, see second hand. Good. Two people. Well, I'm going to inspire the rest of you guys to also use it. Power BI is this name where Microsoft has BI tooling to help you really work with data and get information out of it. And the neat thing is that I can just take the saved searches we just had, and the one I had, for instance, on the VMs, and if I click on Power BI, I'm actually sending in that virtual machine's data every 15 minutes into Power BI. So instead of just using this console, I'd like to work with that data a bit and understand what's happening. So I can log in, just again, a wonderful cloud service, powerbi.com. I'll log in with my Office 365 account. I'll say sign in. Here we go. It's prompting for credentials. I've saved my credentials, so it should log in. And we get a workspace. Don't have any dashboards yet. But if I look here, I actually have those data sets. So it's pushing data into Power BI from OMS. That's actually data that originated from Ops Manager. I'm hoping you're still with me there. So I select virtual machines. I just want to do a real quick and dirty demo. Say, I'd like to have the counters and the computer names for performance. And if I do this, I can just take any of those UIs, and it will help me give a bit of data back. But I can also do things like heat maps. So say, like, what is the VM that's asking the most performance time, CPU time in my infrastructure? Well, even on first glance, we can see that the vCenter appliance is actually the one that's asking the most CPU time in my environment. And the great thing is here, I can just say, I'd like to save it, and we'll call it VM heat map. And we'll make a dashboard, VM heat map. And now we have a dashboard. We can edit it, but we can also, for instance, share it out if you want to provide it to somebody else. It's just HTML5, so I can send it to somebody. He or she can click on this heat map, drill down, and really, if it's not an Ops Manager user or even an OMS user, we can provide information to work with. The cool thing there is that we also have mobile apps. Now, for some reason, the Wi-Fi is not really working with us today. So what I'll do is I'll switch back to a recording real quick. And this is my iPhone projected onto my computer. And there is an OMS app. There is one for iPhone, there's one for Android, and of course, Windows 10, Windows Phone, or the desktop. So I can log in. I deliberately hit my iPhone when I was typing in my password. So I'll scroll fast forward a bit. Here we go. And we're back. It went too quick. There we go. You actually get launched into the overview again. And because it's just pure HTML, it will work on your mobile device. You could work with it on your iPad. And you can actually then also get recommendation from OMS and click on that information like we just did in the full console. The other great thing, there's also a Power BI app. So like we said, if there's another persona that's not into OMS or SCOM, We can fast forward and use the Power BI app. And I'll. Here we go. That's the Power BI app. And on an iPad or on an iPhone, we can just work with it, click on it, do drill downs. And it's really, really intuitive. So this is something we can do today. Just again to inspire you to work with the data. So OMS is simple because it's just a web-based service. It's time to value because all these solutions are readily available for you. You can extend your system center, your data, and add all these other worlds to work with. Now, there's ample time to show you all sorts of stuff we could do with OMS data and Ops Manager. We'll save that for next time. And I hope you also found it interesting what's new in Operations Manager 2016. Now, the guys of SquaredUp asked me to give away a LEGO Star Wars Destroyer. So if you're into LEGO, which lots of us probably are, you could go to this URL, squaredup.com/CDC2016, and I'll leave it on screen in the meanwhile. Answer this question. They have a new plugin that can actually show OMS data in their web console. And what does it do? Does it all of the above or just one of those three functions? And actually, if you do that in the next 10 minutes, they will draw the winner online. So check Twitter in probably 10 or 15 minutes, and otherwise you'll receive an email if you're the winner or not. So you have a chance of about, well, I would say if everybody adds maybe 5%, if not everybody adds and go to the URL, you have a higher chance. So thank the SquaredUp guys to providing that prize draw. I want to end it with that. If you have more need for OMS information, and I'll put it back on the screen in a second, there's a wonderful blog called operationsmanagementsuite.org. There's 10-plus MVPs blogging there. There's cool information on how to view OMS alerts on your Microsoft Band and other wonderful stuff, intelligence packs, hybrid workers, Office 365, what have you. So you want to have a look at operationsmanagementsuite.org if you want to have more information. So with that, thank you. If there's any questions, please come up to the podium, and thank you for taking the time.